Hello.
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 How are you today, ma'am?
My name is Tony.
I'm calling on behalf of Vision Research. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. And I'm glad to hear you're doing pretty good yourself. Now, we are conducting a public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in the state of Florida?
I am.
Awesome. And if you don't mind me asking, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
And House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night, or more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I would oppose that bill.
Okay. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
I would oppose the bill that would stop that. They should be able
to... To conceal their names?
Correct.
Okay. Now, would you support that strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Now, would you support or oppose a legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
I would support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
I would say a little high.
Okay. In terms of providing public services, do you feel the state and local government in Florida spends tax revenue in an efficient manner or wasteful manner?
I would say a wasteful manner.
Okay. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose a state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
I would support a bill for telehealth.
Now, the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting the care out of reach for many pet owners. Now, would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
I would oppose that bill.
You would oppose it? Okay. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on the weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
I support it.
Now, veterinary PAs are like a physician's assistant, trying to support veterinarians. Now, would you support or oppose a state law establishing the Veterinary Professional Associates profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
I would support that, Bill.
Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the online newspapers or printed newspapers on a regular basis? They should be
public
required. They should not be required. Public notices.
Public notices. I think they should be required.
Okay. Now, how likely do you think you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Now, would you be very likely to go to the government website, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. A recent study found that Florida vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Very, somewhat important, not too important, not important at all.
Very important.
Do you feel Floridians should or should not be able or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town? Should they be able to or not to?
They should be able to. I mean, it's their property.
Now, do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental? Should they have that right or should not?
They should have that right.
Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
They should be consistent.
Do you know how to swim?
Yes.
Awesome. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yes, every child should learn how to swim.
Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or on the wrong track?
I would say right track.
Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you agree?
I disagree. They should not be able to strike.
Okay. Do you disagree somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. We're almost done. Thank you for helping me out, okay?
Yeah.
I truly thank you. Now, I will read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. The first one, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. The second statement, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math.
The second one,
okay. Now, in your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
Yes.
Has anyone in your household, your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggle to find affordable housing in Florida?
Yes.
Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
I agree with that, yeah.
Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
I agree. They do need more workforce housing.
Do you believe Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
Yes, they should.
Okay. If an elected official at the local or state level is strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely, or would it have no effect on your voting decision?
I think I would be more likely.
Okay. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet all the eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It would also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
I would reject the amendment.
Okay. Currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults in households with minor children that make no more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have minor children. The proposed expansion of Medicaid would increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefits to adults making less than $20,121. After hearing this, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
I would vote to approve.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
I'm 43.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White, Caucasian.
Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
I do not.
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. We are complete with this survey. Thank you, and happy holidays. Thank you very much.
Happy holidays to you too. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.